Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm Lisa Scott, where each week we go back in time to the 70s and 80s, relive the early years of contemporary Christian music. In 1985, the hottest concert ticket around, hands down, was the rock band from Nashville, Petra. Some of their opening acts were Randy Stonehill, Steve Taylor. I remember Leslie Phillips opening up a show I went to in the mid-80s. Here's Petra featuring the last concert tour with lead vocalist Greg X. Volz on Streets of Gold.
All right! 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says that our corruptible shall put on incorruptible. Our mortality shall put on immortality, and death will be swallowed up in victory. That passage goes on to ask a very important question. Death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The victory will belong to Jesus when he returns as the grave robber.
There's a step that we all take alone. You know, it's really a shame that some people wait till they get to the bottom of their lives before they start looking up. You know, they wait till all the visible means of support have fallen around them, and then, only then, they look up and say, "Oh God, if you'll just get me out of this, I promise I'll never bother you again as long as I live." And, you know, a lot of times they don't bother the Lord till the next time they get in trouble. Then they pray the same thing. Now, people from a distance, they look and say, "Well, God is just a crutch." You ever heard that? Yeah, Jesus is just a crutch. Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe that Jesus is a crutch. Jesus is a stretcher, because you can't even limp into heaven without Jesus. So you might as well just lay back and enjoy the ride. He's the only one that's going to get you there. The Bible says he's an ever-present help in time of need. I don't know about you, but I need him all the time. It's really great to know that when we do get in a jam, we can speak to the sky, and he's there with an answer.
Everybody stand up, put your hands together. Come on, we're going to praise the Lord.
Sisters, we-
why people get excited at football games, but you're getting excited about something you can't even see. It's true. People, you know, they go to a ball game, the little ball goes through the hoop, up to his elbows, you know. And everybody goes, and they go home and say, oh, was wonderful. This little ball, it was great. And then if they come here tonight and you're saying, I thought this was going to be a Christian concert here. See? And then, you? And then these people are getting excited about an unseen God, see, but we do feel the effects of the Holy Spirit. And when I think about, you know, I don't know if you know it or not, there's a revival that's going on in this country, not just this country, but the world, see. And this country's being blessed tremendously. And I want to thank God because I could have been born somewhere else. I could have been born in a third world country where that they don't think about these things. They try to get food for one day. All day long struggling to get some food for the day. And the reason I told you that is I want to introduce to you someone who knows that firsthand. It's our keyboard player, John Lowry. Would you welcome him, please?
Hello. How many people here saw Live Aid? I'm sure because of that you're aware of the starvation in Ethiopia and other third world countries. But when I see that on the news, it's very real to me because I was in an abandoned orphan in Japan. And I was taken in by the World Mission for Children. They not only took care of me, but they brought me to the United States where I was adopted. And if it wasn't for the missionaries, chances are I wouldn't even be alive right now. And I think there are a lot of other children out there that need a chance. They need a chance to grow up, to have a good life. They need a chance to have food, clothing, and medicine. Above all that, they need the hope of Jesus Christ in their lives. Because he's the only hope for all of us. And he's the only one that fills hollow eyes.
Nigeria, children beg for
There you go. Petra wrapping up this week's Streets of Gold. Does that bring back the memories or what? Our producer and music consultant has been Jack Reeves. I'm Lisa Scott. Join us again next week for music and memories from the 70s and 80s. And remember, as the Book of Revelations reminds us, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the streets were streets of gold.